It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. My name is Lee Stark.
And I must be Gary Stark.
You must be. You're playing around with your mouse over there, trying to get things set up. Are we having some problems in the studio today, Dad?
We're having a couple of minor issues here. I'm not quite sure what the hell is going on as yet, but the mouse has decided that it's not going to work.
You replace the batteries?
I did that a couple of weeks ago, actually, so that's not the issue.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, I'm not going to piss you off. It sounds like you might get a little bit angry if I piss you off.
No, it's fine. We're not getting good levels on that. Hang on, this might help as well.
Hold on, let me check
just,
that.
Just to see if that's...
That's a lot better. I can turn it down there. Okay.
Right, we're just trying to get ourselves set up here. It's a busy night here in 2RDJ land. Good evening, welcome to the Gadget Grill.
Good evening.
There you go.
There we go. All right, all set up. All ready.
Yeah, so what's been happening?
I've been playing StarCraft. It's the biggest game of the year, and I'm going to say something about it in the news. I've been playing that. I finished it today.
Okay,
finished
cool.
Finished it just before you came for dinner.
Okay, well, that's good.
It was just before you came to the grill, which was the grill. Before we get to the grill, we have our
own grill. We had a grill before we had the grill.
Well, we didn't, because I put too much oil in the fry pan, and in essence, your kangaroo was technically fried. Lightly fried, but fried nonetheless.
Okay, so we had a fried grill.
Sort of, we had a fried grill. We had almost...
Could you say it was Friday?
It was almost a Saturday night fish fry, except we used kangaroo.
And it was a Sunday.
Yeah, so it's a Sunday night kangaroo fry.
Okay. Let's hear it from Mr. Jordan.
Somehow I don't think Louis Jordan would have been able to sing that. Mm. I'm not sure that would have really worked in his lyrics.
No.
Welcome to the Gadget Grill on 88.1 2RDJ, where tonight we're talking about...
We've got lots of things to talk about. We've got next year's...
There's a way to start. We've got lots of things to talk about. What are we talking about? We've got lots of things to talk about.
Yeah. No, we've got to look at what's happening next year in the security of your computers.
Okay.
Which is important, because you've got to keep your computer secure.
Yes.
And we're looking at a visitor to our shores this year.
Is it the whale?
Close.
Is it Nemo?
No. Close.
Oh. Is it... I don't know. I'm stumped.
Plastiki.
What's Plastiki?
Plastiki is a catamaran that arrived this week, but I'm not going to tell you about it now, because I'll tell you about it later on in the show.
That seems fair. We've got a whole bunch of news. We would like to say that despite the sound effect to begin the show with, this is an iPhone 4 free zone.
Absolutely.
In that we're not giving away free iPhones. That would be kind of weird. That would sound
We're a free iPhone 4 free zone.
Well, that too, we're not a free iPhone 4 zone, we're an iPhone 4 free zone and a free iPhone 4 free zone.
That said, we are going to give away a pair of AJ's 3 in-ear headphones tonight.
If there was ever a way to screw up my way of looking at life, it's just going to go with the 3 and the 4 and the word free.
Yes.
That
no iPhone 4, but definitely some AJ's 3 if you want to if you want to ring up and tell us why you want some AJ's 3 or tweet us.
Is that a question tonight? Why you'd want them?
Why you want them, yes.
Why you'd want them.
Why you want them.
Tweet to either Lilo, L-E-I-G-H-L-O, or...
Gary Stark, G-A-R-Y-S-T-A-R-K.
Or just call us up at the station 02-97-440-881. Don't call us on the air like right now when we're speaking. Wait about 10 seconds.
Wait about 10 seconds or so.
Yep.
And then you can stop trying.
Yeah, exactly. This is nice segue, Dad. This is from Sia's new album. So it's Australian content for tonight. This is Stop Trying. It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. Don't cry, because we're trying to put on a radio show here, and if you are crying because you're not listening to us online, you can. It's really easy. Just head to www.radio2rdj.com, where you can listen to us without the hassle of switching to a radio dial or trying to fiddle with the antenna from your cat, who's chewing on it right now.
Correct. And if you happen to be listening, either in the toilet or
in the toilet or sitting on the toilet?
Because in the toilet is
a very different place.
Yes. In the bathroom or on your mobile phone or perhaps both. The question is, which device is more hygienic, your mobile phone or your toilet?
Given the sort of stuff I look at on my mobile phone, probably my toilet.
And you would be correct.
But is that for everyone?
That's for everyone.
Right, so that's a different reason why it's why they're more hygienic.
A recent study in the UK discovered that mobile phones may harbour up to 18 times more bacteria than mobile phones.
Oh, I'm just so glad I ate dinner that half hour ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what are the sort of things it can harbour, Dad?
Amongst other things, they found the consumer magazine which tested a selection of 30 different mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
And of those 30, 7 were covered in high levels of environmental bacteria.
Mm.
And one of those 7 was actually harbouring fecal coliforms.
Ew. Fecal means...
Yeah, it's exactly what it means.
Meaning stuff at your backside. Ew.
Yes. So that could have caused some very serious problems for... It was.
Ew.
So keep your phone clean, ladies and gentle persons.
Turning some more interesting news, Panasonic this week announced some very cool things. One specifically in Japan was announced, also announced in America, wasn't announced here, but the other one was Panasonic getting into the 3D game. But in that, they're not making 3D games, but they're going to be releasing a 3D lens for their little four-thirds Micro Four Thirds cameras. They're going to come out with a lens specific for their Micro Four Thirds that allows you to shoot 3D images.
Okay.
But their video camera's quite enabled screen, and you've got 3D, mostly high-def imagery.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is. No real understanding of what price will be here, but expect around $2,000 if I'm betting.
Yeah. What are the odds of getting a decent payout from your ATM?
A payout, or am I working for it now?
No, you just go up to your ATM and it just gives you money, spits out money at you.
You just want to... So you're saying...
Like a slot machine in Las Vegas?
So you're saying I should just go up there and say, hi, give me some money, and it should give me money.
Well, at the Black Hat Conference in Las Vegas...
That's a hacking conference.
Yes.
Because a black hat is a bad hacker.
Yes.
Or is a white hat a good hacker?
Yeah. A guy called Barnaby Jack introduced a new form of slot machine to the conference attendees, and it was the ATM. He was working with two different brands of ATM, a Tranax on one hand and a Triton on the other hand. With the Tranax, he got in using a network, bypassed the machine security systems, installed some hacks to allow the machine to collect pins and account numbers.
Mm.
And then, with the use of a specially coded card, he was able to demonstrate the machine spitting cash out.
That's not quite the same as just, you know, going up and asking for it.
No, it's not. You've got to do a little bit beforehand.
But
with the Triton machine, he was able to open the machine using a key that he can get for about $10.
$10 for a key.
$10 for a key, and that'll open apparently quite a lot of different, the fronts of a lot of different ATMs. And then using a USB stick, he installed malware and infected the machine.
Not that I'm encouraging anyone to go and do this, but surely you'd have to be wearing some sort of bank official gear before someone actually let you walk up to an ATM and do that sort of thing.
Not bank official.
Someone.
Security guard.
Security guard. As opposed to walking up there in your daggy, baggy clothes.
Yeah.
Speaking of Black Dad.
Yes.
Have you heard about Research in Motion, the people who created BlackBerry, what they're planning for November?
You're talking about, and should I say it or should I not say it?
I don't know. Tell me what you think.
I'm thinking in terms of the Black Pad.
The Black Pad. What a horrible name.
Ooh, the Black Pad.
The Black Pad.
Dum, dum, dum.
They actually have that domain name. It's a 9.7-inch tablet with Wi-Fi. This is what...
That's going to be a bit of pill to swallow. I'm sorry.
Wow, the bad jokes just keep going. They were actually coming before we got here when I was telling Dad about a new concept we're working on here at the Gadget Grill. But, I told him because we're working on it because I'm the one who tells him. But anyway,
yes.
The Black Pad's coming out, rumored for November launch. It should be an iPad competitor running BlackBerry OS. I was playing with some BlackBerry stuff this week. It's more interesting than I thought it was. I originally thought it was just a business sort of phone. It actually does a lot of things.
They've got movies and all sorts of stuff on there.
Well, not just that. It's a really complicated operating system to get your head around. It's got a lot of stuff in it.
Yep. On the subject of a lot of stuff, R4 cards. have been banned.
We should mention what these are. R4 cards are Nintendo DS little... They're basically Nintendo DS game cartridges that have a little slot at the top for microSD. And the R4 cards basically enable you to play as many games as you want, bring them with you, or essentially effectively get around copyright, which is what most people use them for. They're also used for programming and for homebrew, but generally the copyright is the main target of them.
And they've now been banned by the High Court in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, you can't import them.
You can't advertise them, you can't sell them.
Yep, and not a surprise in the slightest. Nintendo have actually said that with the new 3DS coming, not just Nintendo, Electronic Arts and a few others, that the copyright measures on the new console are pretty impressive. However, Nintendo this week announced the release date for the release date of the 3DS.
The release date for the release... So they're telling you when they're going to announce the release date.
Correct.
Why bother?
It is one of the most pointless stories I actually reported on this week, but September 29th this year, they're going to tell us when it comes out and what it's going to cost.
Okay. Something just a little bit more interesting than that one is some new technology that Intel announced this week.
Mm-hmm.
They've now got optical transmission of data within circuit boards.
Optical? So over red light?
Basically, over fiber optics within circuit boards is what they're talking about here. They've developed a method to move data around within our electronic devices using laser beams instead of copper wire.
Hmm, that is quite interesting, actually.
What that means is that they can move potentially 50 gigabits per second of data, and it can move it faster and over longer distance than, and it's a lot faster and over a lot longer distances than is currently the situation. The implications for that in terms of computer design and all sorts of things are just amazing.
That is quite interesting. Can I tell you about some Microsoft technology I'm going to spring on you?
Okay.
Brand new technology.
Please.
Microsoft technology that can de-blur images automatically.
Yep.
So basically what it does, it takes the same sort of accelerometers commonly found on the iPhone and whatnot, the iPhone 4 and everything. Oh, we said the iPhone 4, even though we don't have them obviously in the studio. And it basically works out what the motion would be and de-blurs the image for you. So no more blurry photos, Dad.
No more blurry photos. Oh, so, okay.
I'm out of work now.
Okay,
yeah, no more blurry photos. I'm out
there
of work.
There you go. My last story relates to the Denolan Caves.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna preempt this one. This is gonna be the one where I'm supposed to go. I'm gonna regret this, aren't I? To Lingen Dach, the Jabba. Ah. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, because I can speak that language as well. As sad as it is to say, this is the one where they're now offering. Can you stop the Klingons in the background there? That's just a little bit weird. I don't want Klingons in the Gadget Girl right now, Dad.
Not until August the 22nd, but
the
yes.
The weirdest concept ever.
Yes, but from August the 22nd at the Denolan Caves, you will be able to take your self-guided tour of the Denolan Caves, of the Nettle Cave, and the audio can be in Klingon.
Yeah, there's been a Klingon search language thing on Google for a while. It's a massive joke, but seriously, why is there a Klingon version? Do Trekkies visit Denolan Caves? Sorry, Trekkers. Do Trekkers trek to Denolan Caves to trek with a Klingon voice thing?
Well, you know that there was actually on one of the Next Generation, one of the TNG episodes, there was an episode that had the naming of a Sydney
TNG.
Class.
Ooh, yes. TNG, the yeah. Next Generation yeah. Special acronym or initialism.
Yeah, yeah. They had the naming of a Sydney class starship, the USS Denolan.
Oh, crying out loud.
And so this is sort of repaying the Star Trek people with that.
Okay. All right, whatever.
Yes.
Okay. That's just, Dad, last week, my last item, was, SysAdmin Appreciation Day. Did you get some love? Did you get some love for it last week on Friday?
But I'm not a SysAdmin.
No, you're not a SysAdmin?
As a matter of fact, our SysAdmin has been, almost absent this week, and I need to send him an email.
Oh, send him some love. It was SysAdmin.
I sent him a couple of emails this week, and he hasn't responded.
Actually, I probably have one.
Jeremy, pay attention.
Okay, like he's listening. I'll have one final story for you. Looks like there'll be a few more announcements at Photokina coming up in the next few months.
Yes.
Next couple of months, in fact. The Nikon D3100 newer digital SLR is expected, but also, based off what what a software company DxO are talking about, possibly a Canon 60D.
Yeah.
And that's about it, Dad.
Okay. I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be. You're a photographer. You're supposed to be excited about that sort of thing.
I know.
Nothing's a prelude to anything else, obviously.
No, obviously not.
This is the Klaus Brothers and Cuba Percussion with the Latin-y version of, I think it's...
Preludio.
Yeah, it's a Bach's Prelude.
Okay.
I think so, yeah, Preludio. It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. We're going to get jumping in, actually diving more. Is it? What are we doing? What's this topic? Are we going?
We're going to talk about antivirus software next year.
Oh, in that case, we're going to be infecting ourselves right now with a new topic.
Yes.
I mean, nice if I had the information here. I don't, do I?
No, that's not on there because you didn't put it on there.
Well, you could put it on there. It's not just my fault. Anyway.
Well, go on, blame me.
I will.
Blame the old guy.
By the way, you can keep sending us your tweets at LEIGHLO or at GARYSTARK.
Send them to Leela.
Send them to Leela.
Because he's monitoring and I'm not.
I'm monitoring them.
I just had a quick look. But Lee's got a few entries already, which is good.
Tell us.
Because we're giving away a pair of AJ's 3.
Yeah, courtesy
of AJ's. Now, during the week, I went to a preview.
Tell us why they want headphones.
Oh, you got to tell us why you want a new pair of headphones.
That's right.
Yes.
Good, Dad.
Okay. This week, I attended a preview of what Norton's have got in store for us in terms of antivirus offerings next year, some of the new technology.
Is there new technology? I mean, can you really take antivirus further?
Well, it's going away from antivirus. The infecting your computer with a virus is not so much the focus anymore of the crims. They want to steal your identity.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
In fact, I can countlessly link back to so many shows we've done of that.
I know. And what they're doing is they're expanding their use of reputation-based heuristics. So what they're doing is they're looking at a site. And if the site, for instance, already has a bad reputation for infecting people, then it's likely to continue to be doing so. And so that's they're going to alert you to the fact that that's a site that perhaps you want to reconsider visiting. And they've got a few technologies that will hopefully go some way towards helping you do that.
Hmm.
For instance, one of the sites that one of the largest sources of threats is still a site like Facebook.
I'm on there right now, actually. Look, this is my Facebook page open. You're telling me that this page right here they've got open where I'm speaking to my friends while I ignore you is going to infect me.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Now, part of that could be that, for instance, you might get a message from somebody saying that they've got a new video of you.
They just came up on screen telling me they've got a new video of me, which is kind of weird because we're in a radio station.
Right. And when you try and download the video and try and play it, then you'll get a message saying that you don't have the correct codec. And, of course, you're prompted to download the correct codec.
Most people don't know what codecs are in the first place.
That's right. And what happens is the codec is the actual virus that's going to infect your computer, and it'll put something on your computer that will try and steal your login details.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's one of the things they're doing. What they're doing is they're going to introduce an application that lets you scan the links that your Facebook friends send you.
You're saying Norton? Or the people stealing your identity?
No, Norton are going to be introducing an application that will let you scan the links that your Facebook friends send you, and you'll be able to know the reputation data for those links and the sites before you actually connect to them. So that's good. Their safe website continues as it is. They're producing a Norton bootable recovery tool wizard so that if your computer gets infected to the point where it doesn't boot...
Well, this would have been handy several years ago when our cousins' computers got infected all the time.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. So they're going to do that. You can put it onto a little USB stick and carry it around with you. So this is going to be very good.
Mm.
And, of course, they're coming up with a couple of other interesting concepts as well. They've got a concept that they're calling Norton Everywhere. And that's going to be, for instance, you're going to be able to have a Norton client on your smartphone. that will protect your identity on your Android, for instance. The Android app is already available. Mm. And one very interesting thing is they're going to introduce their own, or they have introduced their own DNS service. Instead of using the default DNS that your ISP provides...
Layman's terms.
Domain name server. This is the address book that your computer uses to look up different websites.
That should be like a button. I should just be able to press and you just suddenly go to layman's terms.
Yeah. But what they're doing here is that instead of using the ISP-provided DNS service, you direct your computers to Norton's DNS... And as well as giving you just the standard domain name server type information, it will also use the reputation-based information to say, hang on, you don't want to go to this site because it's a bad site.
I hear stuff and I basically end up hearing that Norton are improving their technology to protect people.
That's pretty much what it is,
You just went through the long and short of it, though. Yeah, I did the short of it.
Yeah, no, well, I just went through some of the specifics. Now, one of the things that you need to be aware of with the Norton DNS technology, of course, is that some ISPs do have special deals giving you free download content from special sites.
Yep.
And Norton's DNS may interfere with that, so you will have to just sort of make those sort of inquiries before you implement Norton's DNS.
Absolutely.
So that's what's happening there. They've got some very good things coming up, and it all looks very interesting.
And a lot of it's free.
And a lot of it is free. A lot of it can be downloaded. Go to Norton.com, I guess.
That's cool. And it's free at least until they cut you down, Dad.
Yeah.
Until they cut you down to size, anyway.
Indeed.
This is Iron and Wine with Free Until They Cut Me Down.
Jazz. It's not for everybody. It's better than that. Whether your taste is trad, blues, straight ahead, hard bop, bebop, New Orleans funk, or Afro-Cuban, we play it for you. Every weekday, 11 till 1. Here on Radio 2 RDJ FM 88.1 or on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
Sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy.
What the hell?
Tiny ship.
Dad?
The mate was a mighty sailor man.
Dad, what happened? We're
talking about Plastiki, I thought that would be appropriate.
Where the hell did the Battle Without Honor sound go? Where is it? I don't want to be on the island with Gilligan. What the hell was that? I think there's a reason I'm the person programming the music and not you. Dear God.
I just thought I'd throw that one at you.
If you do that randomly, I'm going to have to start stabbing you with computer parts.
Do you want the Battle Without Honor one?
Yeah, do that quickly. Oh, thank God. Oh, that's sort of like that. It's much better.
Yeah, welcome back to the Gadget Grill.
Oh, God, that's going in the podcast for sure. Welcome to the Gadget Grill on 88.1, Radio 2 RDJ, Gilligan's Gadget Grill. It's Triple G. And we're getting into something that Dad has prepared for us because he's sitting back on
earlier.
Island. Something I prepared. Just two eggs and this.
Yes. Earlier in the week, we had in Sydney Harbour the pleasure of greeting the arrival of the good ship Plastiki.
I was waiting for some sort of other good ship, but okay.
No. Plastiki, for those who don't know it, it's a catamaran that's been made out of 12,500 recycled bottles, plastic bottles. Amongst other things.
What sort of plastic bottles? The sort that normally serve water in?
Soft drink bottles, that sort of stuff, you
okay,
know.
Okay, yeah.
Those sorts of bottles. 12,500 of them. It's a 60-foot catamaran.
Okay, so it's not small.
It's not small. Well, it is small. 60-foot is not that big in terms of when you start...
It's like bigger than half the things in my house, therefore it's big.
Yeah, but that's the length of the hull. Yeah, the cabin inside it is.
I'm 5'9", so it's 12 of. It's a little bit about 11 of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but when you actually get inside, most of that is sort of hull length, and the actual cabin is quite small.
Right.
And they had seven crew.
Mm-hmm.
And they sailed it from San Francisco to Sydney.
So
took about 4 months.
Question, if you say, I don't know, manage to break part of the ship and you're drinking your water and your Coke on it, can you just take your bottle and fuse it to the hull?
That's not the intent.
Oh, damn. It would be a great reusable boat in that way, because you could just get yourself some water.
It is a reusable boat in that, for instance, to create water on the boat, they looked at the Nabib beetle from Africa, which
we have on this show right now. special guest,
the Nabib beetle, which condenses water onto its shell, tilts its shell so that the condensate runs down the shell and into its mouth.
So this is art imitating science?
This is science imitating life.
Okay.
And they use that sort of technique to, for instance, collect water on the boat. The sails, they went to China and they took PET bottles.
Which are the plastic bottles you find from like Mount Franklin's and stuff like that. Yep.
And had a manufacturer in China make a cloth that they used for the sails. They had some other cloth.
Because they made clothing out of it.
That's quite a possibility, actually. They did all sorts of very, very interesting things. And, of course, they had a lot of technology on the boat as well, because when you're sailing all the way from San Francisco to Sydney, in this day and age, you need to have sat-nav and you need to have computers and...
The sat-nav made of plastic, too?
The internet, probably. but they managed to get some very good sponsorship from Inmarsat and from our friends at HP.
Yep.
They had computers on board, and the computers took quite a bit of a beating, but they managed to get all the way through. And I asked about the redundancy. They had redundancy on all of the hardware and so on, but they didn't need to use any of the backup stuff.
Cool.
So that was really good. They got, as I say, 7 people. They were doing 3-hour watches on board the boat, so 3 hours on, 3 hours off. The Plastiki, of course, takes its name from Thor Heyerdahl's Contiki, where he built a raft to sail across the Pacific. And they actually had one of his grandsons on the first leg of the cruise, on the first leg of the journey.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. So that was all very good and very exciting and very interesting there. And during the press conference, I haven't told you who the people were. David de Rothschild was the guy who thought of it all. The skipper of the thing was a lady called Jo Royal. Lovely lady. And they were all very, very good to listen to and speak with and so on. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play for you... a little bit of talk that David de Rothschild gave at the Sydney Maritime Museum on Wednesday, talking about how they used some of the technology, the internet and so on.
Okay, you do that. I'm going to pull a plastic bottle out of my hat.
Okay.
A really big point to talk about, but there are moments on board that I will never forget, because one moment there was a morning, it was actually Earth Day. It was a very, obviously, imagine a very busy morning, and a lot of journalists wanted to discuss what we were doing, what was our pledge of the planet, what was going on Earth Day. And one of our crew members, Vern, was wiped down into labour about 10 hours previously to the crack of dawn. So this was in the middle of the night, our night, and obviously the rest of the world was waking up. And I remember at the time he was trying to get the hospital that his wife was in to lower their firewall so that he could actually get a Skype going from the hospital, the roof, the wall. And so he was having real trouble because they wouldn't do it. And he's like, look, I'm ready to go. And they're like, where are you? It's from the middle of the Pacific. And they're like, we'll be up there. Where are you? And he said, no, we're out there in the middle of the Pacific. And they were, this sort of bartering thing was going on. So he moved on to the telephone, and he was sitting on the phone, and I could hear him talking to his wife and asking all these questions as he would ask. You know, you see the head there? What's going on? Are you breathing still? And yes, honey, I'm right with you. I'm like, well, maybe, yes, I guess you are in a way. And then a phone call came in, or a Skype came in, you know, from Katie, who said, just so you know, Alpha Zero going live with their programming in 3 minutes, and you're meant to be on the phone. And I'm not going to obviously get him off the phone. I mean, you know, we're going to have to, you know, maneuver this situation. All of a sudden, there we were, and I'm live in the sky to out of zero to 200 million people around the world. Burns on the phone talking through the birth of this child. There's another person tweeting about this as we're going straight to the Facebook page, straight to the Twitter feed, comments coming back. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? You know, this whole thing, and then, you know, out of zero, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, being this request comes up, and it's mother-in-law is saying, we've got Skype in the hospital, out of zero, like, can you concentrate? I'm like, no, the crew is having, if someone's having a baby, I've got to go. Someone's having a baby. I mean, this is an extraordinary situation. It's humorous now. At the time, it was probably a little stressful for Vern, I'm sure. Even more stressful for his wife. It was just extraordinary. But at the very heart of it, it's just incredible that we can do that. I mean, absolutely extraordinary that there he was, actually sharing that incredible moment. Obviously, he would have preferred to have been there, but with his wife, on Skype, we are deep in the middle of the ocean. Here we have better connectivity than you find today in this building. I mean, if I want to go and do my internet right now, I'm not sitting against, I'm in on the boat doing my mail.
Yeah, and so what do you think of that, Lee?
It's interesting. You know what? The next stage, I guess, if you've done all this plastic sort of boats, is to get all those green bags people get at Coles and Woolies and whatnot and make a boat out of those.
You get the ordinary plastic boats. You blow them up and inflate them and so on. The plastic, the green bags, you could use them to make sails with, I guess.
Could someone just put me on an island already, sir, and then not be contact for a while? I'd be happy if my only communication was a message in a bottle. Really, I would be.
Is that right?
That's right. This is Sting with Message in a Bottle. Radio 2RDJ, and what's this? It's an SOS. Oh my god, Dad, I got an SOS from someone.
Well, there you go. Aren't you lucky?
I don't know if I'm lucky. It just says, hold on. It says he's sending out an SOS. Why would you write this?
I don't know.
Why would you write the lyrics down onto an SOS? That makes no sense. I can't help him.
Well, you make no sense. I make no sense. This show makes no sense.
A lot of it makes no sense.
Welcome to the Gadget Grill.
On 88.1 Radio 2RDJ.
Where it is time for...
Dessert.
Okay.
We got ice cream? No?
Yeah.
We have some body and some soul.
But before we have body and soul...
Yeah, we have a winner to announce of. But all we asked you to do this week was to call in at the station or respond to one of our Twitter feeds, mostly mine, because I'm the only one checking at the moment.
I actually checked.
You checked?
Yes.
Okay, any of you and yours?
No one talks to me on Twitter.
Oh, poor
I'm
Dad.
Upset.
Poor Dad, I'll get my tiny violin out. Quite a few people responded on mine. All you had to do was tell us what you didn't like about, or why you didn't like your headphones. Why you wanted new headphones,
yes.
And
Jen, was it?
Jen, the name is Jen something. I don't know. Furry Jen was your favorite entry, Dad, because you were picking this one.
Yes.
It's because she has bad taste in music and she doesn't want to inflict it on everyone around her by listening to it through iPod headphones.
That sounds reasonable to me.
Makes complete sense. We apologize for you having bad taste
in
music.
So, Jen, congratulations. You will be getting a pair of AJ's 3s. We hope you enjoy them. They're really nice. I like them.
You like the AJs? You like the flat cable, don't you?
I like that the flat cable is very good.
Mm. I noticed you've gone away from wearing your J's headphones this week. You're back to your monitors.
Yeah, because we were just a bit rushed in getting into the studio today, and these ones were easier to set up.
Ah, fair enough. That makes complete sense.
So.
That sounds pretty cool. Useless gadget for you quickly?
Please. It's not really a useless gadget, but...
It's useless. Have you heard of the Impossible Project?
It's possible.
Okay. Oh, glad this show's almost over. Not for you, listener, but to getting away from him. The Impossible Project was a project designed to restart Polaroid film, because, you know, Polaroids are dying.
Yes.
And so they've got Polaroid film restarting, and it's about to come out. It should be shipping tomorrow, or tomorrow America time. It will not be cheap, though. I mean, so say you've got your Polaroid camera, say you want to use it again, you want to dig it out, you want to take some retro-style pictures, something like that, it will cost you $44 for 24 Polaroids.
Ooh.
That's actually getting more expensive.
How much?
$44 for a starter pack, which includes three packs of eight.
Three packs of eight.
$44 US.
I think I'll just stick to my digital camera.
I was thinking that that's actually getting into the price where large format normally occupies.
It is.
And large format's got a little bit more to do, a little more playfulness there.
Yeah. I would agree with you on that.
It seems just a little bit overkill for... Actually, a lot overkill for what it's worth. But you know what? That's okay. We'll end the show now, right, Dad?
Yeah, should we end the show, or do you want to keep going for another hour?
I don't think Cole will like it. The person coming up after us, Cole Richardson.
Cole Richardson.
With some classical music to get you all ready holiday and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, it's bank holiday, just not for us.
Yes.
We're not bankers.
No.
Underneath us is, well, not underneath us, but playing underneath.
The music bed for today is
Esperanza Spalding with Cuerpo e Alma, which also translates to body and soul.
Well, what else does it translate to? If you're saying it also translates to, then it must translate to something else.
It probably does translate to something else. If you don't know how to speak Spanish, it could probably translate to complete gibberish, Dad. I'm sorry.
Which explains, which covers the whole of the last hour that you've been listening to here on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. This has been the gadget.
That's me bashing my head against the microphone.
Yes. Stop picking on the poor defenseless microphone.
It's not defenseless. It actually has venom out the front.
Right. Okay. The Gadget Grill comes to you every Sunday night here on 2RDJ FM. We also, you may read the articles on our website
at www.gadgetgrill.com.au. Everybody!
All together now.
Follow the bouncing ball as it goes over the letters that make up our website.
And we'll be back next Sunday night with...
more bouncing balls and more lyrics!
Be careful with the bouncing balls, Lee. That could get rather painful.
Hey, I'm not fussed if you... Ow!
We shall see you next Sunday night here on the Gadget Grill. My name is Gary Stark. Have a good week.
And if you follow the bouncing balls, you'll find my name is Lee Stark. Just not the bouncing testicles there a little bit awkward. Have a good week, Australia.
Shall see you next Sunday.